Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This portion is dedicated to public comment about the things that are on the agenda and nothing but what's on the agenda. There'll be time for public comment on anything else later. This is just in case you can't stay, we gotta say, pay your piece. But since there's nothing on the agenda to speak of, we'll move on. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes for March 12th?
I move that we approve the minutes for March 12th, 2024.
Favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to approve the agenda for tonight? March, April 9th?
I motion that we have approval of the agenda for April 9th.
All in favor?
Aye.
These are informational items. Can we receive a report from the Sandy Valley Volunteer Fire Department?
Month of March. Two fires.
Right.
It was just green. Perfect. Yes, ma'am.
So the mobile mower that's next to my property, on Golden County, I can't find him. So I figured you would. And other critters over there digging through the stuff. So my question is, the owner of the property, is he responsible to remove all the debris? I mean, how does that work? So how do I find out who he is? I mean, can I ask him to please remove the bodies?
Probably your best bet would be to contact code enforcement and report the situation of the remnants of what's left of the house in the barn and let them go ahead and do their job.
Okay.
As far as giving cleanup of the property to get it done. Right.
Thank you. And thank you, not at mine. Yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can we receive a report from Metro?
I'm here with Metro. Didn't get some pictures aiming to the top. Can't really identify too much. If you guys have any questions for me, or Dr. Long, say right. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you. Yeah. We have somebody who can get a report from Sandy Valley Schools.
We do have baseball and softball going in full swing. They're having some success this season. It's good to see the programs growing. Both teams, their numbers are a lot larger. In fact, they have kind of a problem where it's hard getting everybody time to play. So that's a good problem to have. We do want to thank the county for bringing up the Zula Theater and the other members of the community that helped out with it. It was great. My kid was one that got to participate, so I saw it from a parent standpoint, which was awesome. She had a blast. The kids looked like they had a blast. And it was a lot of work in a very short time period to make it happen, but it happened and it was good. So I just wanted to kind of give a thanks from the schools.
I know, this year I had bronchitis last week, and so I was a little out of it. So I will next year.
How is he doing from there? That's what I was going to ask. What's the fundraising? How's that going?
We are short about $1,000 still, but we are doing very well.
how many tips does that take? I mean, how many will it take to count?
Right now, we're looking at 17 students, yes.
Is that short $1,000 to go or $1,000 to reimburse?
To reimburse.
Wow.
It's a little over, like 1300. And we're still selling tickets for the raffle or the drawing that we're doing at the school with the Buffalo Bills weekend with dinner and shows, and then some South Point dinners, South Point show, South Point overnight, and a lot of baskets. A lot of different baskets have come in.
The office?
For
the school office ticket?
You can get them from post office. You can also get them from me, but I do not have the tickets, but I can write down and have the kids fill them out for you and get them to you. Okay. I got a baby shower and a birthday. First birthday and a baby shower. And then a birth. But yeah, we thank everybody for their support because
yeah.
it has been a tremendous. Our principal didn't think we could do it, and we did. So I am very proud of our community in doing all that.
When's their prom?
April. What is it?
It's the last Saturday. It's the
27th. It's gonna be at the gym, but they do have a decorator. Their trip is going to be May 10th.
Graduation.
Yeah.
May 21st.
We're almost done.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Can we get a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation?
Five, we have sewing class, and then on the 18th, I have open rep and a reading night. And we have our pickleball court out there, and I have a calendar out here of this night here, so you can come and rent or check out the equipment, the net and the paddles and balls, and then return to the lecture.
So, you have fun. Okay. We receive a report from Valley Electric.
First of all, district meetings occurred in March for all of the districts. I attended ours, District 5, and three other districts. Two of my board members were up for re-election, Michelle Carrot and Frank Jarvis. Both are re-elected. They're good people. I'm glad to have them as board members, have them remain as board members. We didn't have enough members that showed up at our District 5 meeting for a quorum. So we're unable to approve the prior event prior to the year from 2023. Because of the small turnout, every member was able to receive a door prize. Remember that for next year. CEO Mark Stallings put on an excellent presentation on Valley Electric business. It was supposed to, it is available on the VEA website. If you haven't seen it, I had to recommend viewing it. Mark did an update on fiber to the home. The affordable home connectivity program ending, the 2023 financial results, power cost adjuster, power supply update, time of use, member update, and update of Valley's grant efforts and capital credits. We also had an open session board meeting, 2023 audit had been completed. We had a representative from the auditing firm that gave a report regarding good financial condition. The report, the auditor reported that the audit went very smoothly. There was a discussion on capital credits make return to customers. Expect to see these as a credit on your power bill, and that should happen in June. One member was concerned about access to minutes of the prior district meetings. A postcard comes out with information that number 7, the Oregon Valley website, to access that information if you want to do that before a one of our district meetings. The same is true of our annual meetings. You'll get a postcard, and under number 7 on that postcard, it will give you directions of where to go. I've seen some members complaining on Facebook about lack of notice for power outages during pole replacement for fiber. I'm told that that notification for outages comes by mail, and these might come a week or two early. So if you do get that, please take a note of the date of when the outages will be. That's all I have in my report. I may have a comment to make during the commenter. Thanks.
Kevin, yeah. Could the Valley Electric site for district for our district show that they're doing full replacements on certain roads? If they have time to send a card. I mean, could it? Okay.
Thank you.
Big outage, March 30. Any?
Yeah.
The
Flintire
Valley.
That was a some ravens that had built a nest called the recloser out on the dirt. And you notice we also had a face that was probably mad at me and Virgie filing the short thoughts.
But that's, you know, it was pretty widespread.
Yeah, it was, yeah, it was probably
Thank you. Do we have anybody here from BLM? We do.
Yes. Next. Hello, James, with the Bureau of Land Management. I don't have a whole lot to share. Our law enforcement staff has been pretty busy. It's nice hiking weather now, so we're managing Wolf Metro about one search and rescue a day at Red Rock. And then when we're not doing that, we're working on the east side with some violent crime going on public lands over there. Specific to the Sandy Valley area, there was a long overstay camper that had been kind of in the foothills of Posey Mountain. We were able to finally motivate them and work with some community volunteers to help them get there. Class A movie found in the area. So other than that, I'll be around in the back if you have any questions afterwards.
Thank you.
See the report administrative services.
So I don't know if you guys saw the question we have called the top. It's a part of the Tour de France race. And it's not coming from here, but it's in case you're heading up the back road on the 5th, May 5th. It starts at Walter and Sullivan, going all the way up and over 75 miles long. It goes out and over the springs and turns around right at the Seven Mile Turnoff, and it goes back. It's just that Sunday morning, so it'll be over by noon. But if you're going that way, you might encounter a little traffic that way, especially if you're going into town from that, if you're going in front of it, should be clear. Republic Services. Well, I've been getting questions about Republic Services from every town, and I know we've had First Nations here too. I had a meeting with them last week to go over, I've been keeping a list of all the concerns, and went over some things. One thing that it is important to know, and you guys are going to laugh, but I had to ask, there should be two different trucks picking up garbage and recycling. If that you are seeing that they're putting it in the same truck, you need to let me know, or you need to let Republic Services know. I had heard stories that the truck has two compartments and they put the trash in one and recycle under there. That's not true. I had been told that they fill up the truck, they go dump it, and then come back and get the recycling and dump it. That's not true either. So it had been kind of a disincentive to recycle when you see they're putting it all together. So they should be on the straight and narrow now with the recycling. Another thing I talked about was missed pickups and how their customer service, they don't even know Sandy Valley exists, where we are. So we had one resident that had missed a pickup three Fridays in a row. They kept telling him, oh, he's going to come tomorrow. So he lugs the cans in and out, in and out. And if they just said, hey, we're not going to come till next week, that'd be better than lying about it. So, and I don't think they're actually lying. I think they just don't, they don't know. So, I actually got the phone number for three supervisors, for the operations manager, for the general manager, and the supervisor. So if you guys have a problem, let me know. I will give you their direct line so that you don't have to go through the nightmare of going through customer service. Hey, and so you know, if they put the trash and the recycle in the same truck, it's a fireable offense. That's how serious they take it. I know. Since Shauna brought up pickleball, we do have a new pickleball court set up out here. We have someone who's like a pickleball expert in the county, and he is willing to come out and do kind of a clinic on May 11th to teach everybody how to play pickleball, what the rules are, and demonstrate some stuff. Does that seem like something people would be interested in? Okay. Well, then I'll put it out there. I think it'll be that morning, and they'll break it into three sections with rules and etiquette, and then how to play, and then have some demonstration games. And finally, Public Works. You saw they did all the sides of the roads, so that's been taken care of. The potholes are bad in the past again. Every time we have rain like that, it lifts them up and out. So we're on the list to get the patch crew out here very soon to fix those potholes. And on the pass, the overall pass, I don't want to have to tell you guys this. It's not going to be done until next year. And I'm not happy about it either. And it sucks. But they're still finalizing the plans. Plans probably won't be finalized until this summer. And then they'll go out to bid, and it's supposed to start next year. So, yeah.
I had left a message for Public Works about several street signs that were down and a bunch that are faded to nothing. And the previous time I got a real person, it was not like the next day to do something, but this has never happened. So Public Works is out there. Did they ever go up and down the main road and see their signs and what needs to be done? Or do I have to go and find them all again?
They do not drive around.
Well, if they're out here doing stuff already, it's the Public Works. So, but they don't, they won't do this.
Pretty
okay.
Yeah. Do
you think you could help me change the speed limit signs in Cherokee from 35 to something rational? Because nobody drives 35 on the road. R is 35.
The way you determine speed limits is goofy, I'll ask. But good luck ever.
Oh. I'd like to make a comment too.
Oh, just a second. We're almost there. Oh.
It's okay. About a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, we were coming to that and at the full moon. Sandy Valley witnessed the vehicle that he goes, he told us, he left the road and hit that berm that was right on the edge of the pavement, nearly rolled, wrecked the whole front end of his car, rolled his tires off the when I got home, I sent a text to me about the problem and why it's not. And then within 2 days, the operator was out there and fixed it. So I think we need to look at Vegan for some positive actions.
Well, I know John Foley for the county and I think this, and just so y'all know, they hear about Sandy Valley problems nonstop. I am not afraid to tell them about the pass and how pissed off we are that it's taken so long, about the potholes. They hear all the stories. So I'm not shy about that. So if we're not getting service, it's not because I'm not trying, it's because we're part of a huge county and there's lots of stuff. So thank you. Yeah.
Did we talk to you about the roads that are no longer passable for the
vehicle? Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, just haven't told me, I'm sure. Noted. I probably already have it. I have a list. Metro helped me put together a list, and I'll pick it.
I got a phone call from someone this week that I told to come here and ask about it, but they're not here. So they were saying that there's so many visitors out here. Why don't we have a stop ahead in the road? Stop like anyway, what is your opinion on that?
Well, I'm not talking
about that. Stop ahead like Ontario. Anywhere there's a stop sign, and it's like, we're rural, we hardly have any paved roads. So,
there's no stop sign for every stop sign.
I know. Okay, so I sent her to bring it up and she couldn't come. So, there it is.
If there's one, it's not this, that's not a standard
right.
I didn't.
Okay.
And that could be a speed issue. Right. Stop is a whole lot easier to read than stop ahead. Yeah.
The rumble. If you need to oh, and with Missoula, they're coming back next year, and I will be better about putting it out in the community because it is something that's the school helped pick the week, and the kids have a week. They get auditioned on Monday. And they start rehearsal on Monday, and they do the show on Saturday. I didn't know that this was a short week for the school. They didn't have school on Monday, so they had to cram it all into 4 days. And those kids are pretty amazing and pretty adorable. So.
Is that why they had to stay a little later, too? Because they were talking about that, it was 7:30 that they actually
stayed. Oh, till 7:00.
And that's what I said. I was like, why did they take it on a three-day week?
I didn't choose a week. So.
Right. I knew.
I know. I now I know what you have to look for. I didn't know to look at the school calendar because I assumed they didn't have it. So, you know, we learn it, but we learn as we go. Yeah.
I wanted to thank you for 60 kids learning all of that stuff in 1 week. Was amazing. You just showed up. I tried to put as much of it on Facebook. I also want to thank you so much for making them rides home every single night.
Right. So for the kids to be able to participate, not all of them have transportation, and they rely on the bus, and, you know, parents work sleep shift and everything, so the rehearsals go until 7:45 at night, and the late bus goes at 5:30, so I coordinated with Silver Rider to provide that transportation. We did it 2 years ago, too. And she's right, the kids, you know, go on the short bus. I think us older people, you don't want to be on the short bus. They love it. It's like a party bus. And it only holds 14. So I hate to tell the kids that have transportation, can't get on the bus, but it only holds 14. So maybe we can see if you can get a bigger bus for next time. But yeah, it's fun. Yeah. Absolutely.
We can do more things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really and did two shows in one day.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And the Missoula brings all the costumes, the props, the everything, the score. We do have some theatrical people in the community that have a have a background in theater. So if there's people that want to do that, I love it. I love theater. I love doing all that. So if you have ideas, let's work on it. I know Leanna would like to do something, and I think we could do some fun stuff. So if you have ideas, let me know.
Okay, thank you. No planning and zoning, no general business. So it's time for public comments. You have 3 minutes. Anybody have anything to say? Or did it just get set? Oh, thank you. Go ahead, Gail.
Yeah. Just a few things going on this month. We have the pancake breakfast on the 20th, 8 a.m. to 10:30. Evidently, there's going to be some medical insurance people there.
Yeah.
Also, the pet clinic is.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
So that goes from 10 to 1, and I talked to Christine today. She said she still has like 25 slots open.
Right. Last year we did like 156 pets, and I think we have slots filled for like 120. And we'll I think we're going to stop at 150 so that people who walk up, because not everybody sees to make an appointment or whatever. So I think we'll stop at 150 and then leave for walk-ups. But it's all free. Vaccinations.
She said they prefer to have appointments, so they're in 15-minute increments. And if you need the phone number or flyer, I'll text it to you. And the 20th.
It's free. It's free.
And they're also going to do nail trimming,
yeah,
teeth scraping. And then I saw that Desert Dogs is trying to get some volunteers to bathe them here. I saw that on a Facebook post today.
She's going to be here.
Well, we realized the pet festival didn't work when you have frightened animals coming and going. They don't want to hang out and see anything. They want to get home, or my dog didn't want to get out of the truck. Okay, so anyway, that's the 20th. We also have on the 29th, the last Monday of the month, it's our third one we've done. It's an open mic at the Idle Spurs from 6:30 to about 8. And we had Al Marquis doing poems. We had acoustic guitar. We have stand-up comedy and jokesters. So come and show your talent. And then our first time doing Cinco de Mayo, Sunday, May 5th, we're going to do different games. A bingo game, as well as about 10 pinatas for the, well, about 9 for the kids. We have an adult pinata. The bar ordered a Patron pinata, and it's going to fill it up with the plastic little bottles of alcohol. So the kids have to all move, and the adults get to fight for it. So that's on May 5th. The event goes from noon to 4, and it's our first time through sending the ski train. That's the stuff.
I have a thing for. We have a lot of seniors over there that are living in trailers and RVs. Yeah, I'm just concerned about what it looks like plan from the county to bring enforcement in and possibly force electricity to be turned off. I think once you get to that point, problems more serious. That's all I have to say. I think that this should probably be added to an agenda for maybe next month. We'll talk about more in detail. Emotions are a little bit lower. It's stressing me. I know talking to
anybody else? Nice to meet you.
First, Paul, didn't see you back there.
It's going to be next weekend. So We have 14 kids going to the fair, and I have been showing in small animal bottom on Sunday at 12. So if you're at the fair and you want to come support Sandy Valley, come and see the kids. It works on their public speaking skills, which we all know the kids can be held with these. And so it's really cute. They were at my house last night washing their chickens and blow drying them. They're all in their uniforms with their little ties, and so it's really, really fun. Well, Rebecca and I have kids who've gone through the program all the way to adopt it, so just come out there. I didn't know if Logan Hills are, but it's pretty cool to see. It's, that's what Fail runs over, so anyways. So
it's a follow-up on what that gentleman said before. People living in RVs. It's 260 employees right now. A lot of people, they can't find places to live. They rented a few houses. All of a sudden, they put RVs behind each one. I basically really at wit's end trying to find places for them. Not just senior citizens. Entertain any kind of new growth and development down here without having proper housing. And Al Marquis took that old Humby Jose's house there and turned it into three apartments, which was the county stopped them. But we need something. There's no reasonable place for senior citizens to live out here. We're in rural area. I mean, I used to get phone calls from rentals. They take Section 8. Yeah, you can't live here with shit. They couldn't pull out here because they didn't have a car. We have a problem with that because that pot farm, 260 employees, is only phase one. They plan on three more phases. There'll be 1,000 people working at that place in the next 3 years. And I've already evicted them from one house because I rented it for three people and they had 14 sets of bunk beds in there. I said, no. We're on septic systems. Yeah, guys, you can't do that. So anyway, they're storing them right now with it, hanging out. What he said over there is a problem that we're going to be faced with it now. I mean, there are a lot of illegal rentals in people's houses. People that need the income, rent them out. I can't say they shouldn't do that, but technically it's against the law. And there's hundreds of them. I mean, hundreds of these all over Sandy Valley. And we got to address that sort of. So it might be a good idea to put it on the agenda and have meetings with the county to see what directions we could take this. Because we are basically, I mean, since I've been here 27 years, I've personally torn down 35 mobile homes, you know, derelict singles and doubles, and I'm not the only one doing it. I would estimate probably 200 to 300 houses have been torn down in the last 20 years. And they deservedly so because they were substandard. There's no place for meth labs. I mean, once in a while someone sneaks one in. There's no place for squatters to hang out anymore. I mean, Sandy Valley's almost become gentrified. People are putting money into fixing up their houses, taking pride in the ship. And that's the way we'd like to see a community develop. People have to put in their houses. But you can't do that if there's a guy next door that has three RVs in there and he's renting them out. There's got to be a balance struck somewhere. We have to address that because if we don't, it's going to get so out of hand that the county's going to come through maybe someday and just condemn them. And like he said, they're going to have senior citizens homeless. So it should be something we should talk about now before it really gets started.
Thank you, Mark. Anybody else? The next meeting is May 14th. Meeting is adjourned.
Yeah.